The Ethiopian government has been working around the clock, together with the International Organization for Migration, IOM, to facilitate an organized movement of its citizens from Saudi Arabia. Over 100,000 migrants have returned to Ethiopia since the operation began on November 13, 2013. The return of the migrants follows the passing of new legislation in Saudi Arabia requiring all migrants to regularize their stay and obtain work permits. Sharon Dimash from IOM in Addis Ababa spoke to UN Radio's Patrick Maigwa about the details of the operation.
According to government figures, as of yesterday, 100,620 migrants have returned. IOM has been able to provide post-arrival assistance to over 90,000 of these migrants. The number is increasing as we are currently registering approximately 7,000 migrants daily. When we received the government's request to provide assistance, they were targeting 30,000 migrants. However, the government revised this number to 80,000 within 7 days of the operation. As you can see, though that we have already passed the second revised figure, because as of yesterday we had over 100,000 migrants arriving. So we are now expecting approximately 120,000 individuals, but definitely this number will most likely go up.
What exactly is IOM doing when these migrants arrive?
IOM mainly provides post-arrival assistance, reception at the airport after immigration and customs clearance. We are giving the migrants food, water, high-energy biscuits. We provide medical support and psychosocial first aid as necessary. And this is done in coordination with the Ministry of Health, the Ethiopian Red Cross Society. We have 7 transit centers, mainly designated by the government, and we provide temporary accommodation to those that arrive in the evening.
What kind of stories are they telling you about their stay in Saudi Arabia?
The stories they are telling us are mainly of rape and torture. Men have watched their wives being defiled before their eyes. Women feel dirty and tainted after the inhuman acts. The first groups to arrive also had sad narrations of being beaten by mobs of young men in the streets of Saudi. Some of them had not had their wages paid by the time they were leaving for Ethiopia. They were being robbed of their money. Many of them came with torn clothes, dirty, barefoot. It's not really a good story at all.
And what is the prospects of them being able to reintegrate back into the Ethiopian society? Some of them may have left very many years ago.
They actually have a very good plan for them from what we hear from government. They are planning a reintegration. Like you said, huge numbers are coming and these people have been sending remittances back home. So there'll be some sort of destabilization in their communities. IOM, in coordination with other UN agencies, we are working on a joint resource mobilization program to have a comprehensive program including reintegration components for all these migrants. So yes, in coordination with the government, we shall be able to look at a long-term reintegration for these people. Not only economic reintegration, but also need for psychosocial support to most of these people.
We also do understand there are some unaccompanied minors who are also coming back. How did they end up there and what kind of assistance are they being given?
As of Tuesday, we had 167 unaccompanied minors. Most of these migrants who are in Saudi Arabia, they actually went through irregular means. As you may be aware, irregular migration, trafficking, smuggling is a highly transnational organized crime where the traffickers, the smugglers have a very strong network. They influence these children, promising them better opportunities abroad at no cost. We interviewed some actually and they told us their sad stories, how they were being traumatized, how they were tortured even along the way when they are traveling from Ethiopia to Saudi Arabia, and also providing mainly support also to their parents back home. And we are working along with the Ministry of Women, Children and Youth Affairs, UNICEF, to be able to provide support to these children.
Has IOM got all the resources they need, or do you require funding to continue assisting these migrants who are returning?
We have not got the resources. This is an emergency. Government requested for support 30,000 migrants. Within 1 week, it increased to 80,000. Now we have surpassed already that number. Yesterday, we have over 100,000 migrants arriving. IOM was initially operating on the existing limited funds. We also got some IOM internal loan of 1 million to help us to continue providing support to these very vulnerable migrants. We need about $13 million to be able to finish with this operation, targeting 120,000 migrants.